Wednesday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. All right, this is the most American story I think I've ever read. Construction has begun on the Ultimate Fighting Championship Octagon on the White House South Lawn.
This is really going to happen.
This is ahead of President Trump's planned fights this summer to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Well, we need an octagon to celebrate our 250th birthday?
Yes, because the event is the UFC Freedom Fights 250. It will take place on June 14th, coinciding with the president's birthday and Flag Day. Selected fighters will take home prize money, some of which will come from crypto.com. So we've got UFC and crypto on the White House lawn to celebrate our 250th anniversary.
May I give our listeners an entertainment tip?
What's that, Craig?
You may have heard us talk about this movie over the years, but if you have never seen Idiocracy, which came out, what, now 15 years ago? 20?
I think it probably came 20? Out in the aughts, didn't it?
Yeah, probably 20 years ago. A Mike Judge film. This was supposed to be America like 500 years in the future, but he completely predicted America 20 years in the future. You should watch it, A, for the laughs, and B, it'll kind of make you cry for the accuracy of it.
Yeah, in that movie, the president is a former wrestler.
President Camacho.
And he dresses like Apollo Creed all the time. He's oftentimes either shirtless or just wearing a vest over his muscled frame. But yeah, and everyone's already sold their naming rights. So everyone is like, their middle name will be Mountain Dew or Doritos.
We should have had a stop down, and I guess we could still do this. It's the 20th anniversary.
Is it?
Wow.
It came out in 2006.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful movie that was. It was so unpopular. I want to say it only played in like 8 theaters in the nation because the movie studios hated it. And they hated the way that Mike Judge made fun of the crass commercialism about everything being advertised in the future. Like, Starbucks became places that would give you... Sexuality got mixed into every business.
Right.
So you would go in and get a latte with full release. And
this is why Gordo really liked the movie.
It was an awesome
movie. Right in line
movie.
With him.
And everybody was real half-ass in the future. And like Costco's were the size of cities.
Right.
Like a Costco was even bigger
Welcome
than it is
Costco,
now.
I love you.
And yeah, the greeting had been amped up so much to where they just say, "Welcome to Costco, I love you." Except they would deliver it in this dead-eyed, you know, emotionless to completely flat emotionally. "Welcome to Costco, I love you."
Everybody was an idiot.
And remember also in the Costco, there was an old plane crash right in the middle of it. They didn't even fix it or clean it up.
They didn't have time to clean that up on aisle 14. They just left the plane.
Worked around it.
There were bridges that were in a state of disrepair, but everyone was so stupid, they kept driving on them, and then they would just drive off them.
Yeah, and then cars just piled up like cat poop down there off the end of the bridge. There'd be a building that was falling down, so they'd tie it to another building to try to keep it up for a while.
Tie it. We should do a Musers Idiocracy watch party to celebrate the 20th anniversary.
So great.
September is when it came out, so...
Okay.
Yeah, we should do a big deal in September.
The biggest programming on Friday nights was Friday Night Rehabilitation, in which there would be, it'd be in a big arena, and they would put the prisoner in a little small subcompact car, and then they would have to have a smash-em-up derby with this huge, oversized earth mover that was about the size of half a football field called the Dildozer. And they would tape, they would just tape a big floppy dildo on the front of that subcompact car. And everybody would watch these two go at it. And they had a band for Friday Night Rehabilitation that featured, these were the only instruments. It was 250 lead guitarists.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. All playing heavy metal stuff.
All playing heavy metal stuff. Playing the same chords.
Yeah.
Just 250 lead guitarists. Everything was just amped up to a kick-ass degree. Such a great movie.
Wow.
And then the people that are in the administration, they were such idiots.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a kid who won a contest, so he got to be like the Secretary of State or something. And they wore these huge medallions. That was what symbolized that you were in the administration. You got a huge, like, Olympic gold medal, but it's the size of, like, a dinner plate.
And Luke Wilson's the main character, and he travels there from the past.
Yeah, 500 years in the past, which was present day.
Yeah, so he's from present day, but he's a completely average Joe from present day, but he's a genius in the future.
Right.
Because they're all so dumb.
Brilliant.
He was so brilliant, he was going to figure out how to save their crops, because we were in the future, we had a crop blight. We couldn't figure out what was wrong with our crops. And
hey, do you think we could get your buddy Dax to come in and be a part of that?
Oh,
I ought to ask him for the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Get his memories of making it. And do you remember why we were having crop blight, George?
Why the crops were dying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we watered them with... basically Gatorade.
Yeah. Everything ran on this Gatorade-like substance called Brondo.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that.
And all they did, they marketed it for, like, everything. It's what you fed animals. It's what you fed plants. It's what you... Everything ran on Brondo. And all they did for their marketing was just change a noun. So it would be Brondo. It's got what plants crave.
Yeah, they thought plants needed electrolytes.
Yeah, everything needed electrolytes. They crave it.
What a great movie.
I know. And George dismissed it originally when I said, don't you think this is a genius movie? You're like,
was a little slow on the uptick, there's no doubt. But I think America was, too, in that oh, wait a minute, this is us now?
It was the first time I saw someone capture something that I had certainly noticed in culture and made fun of, this ridiculous amping up that we do, and everything has to be just really, like, intellectually, nutritionally bankrupt kind of thing. Everything we just had to kick up the hot Cool Ranch flavor and everybody was just moving that direction. Even so much in Idiocracy, when Dax's character's car gets shot up by the over-aggressive police in the future, even he's cheering because the sight of it's so kick-ass, he can't take it. His body just has to start jumping up and down and cheering.
Right.
Because the fireworks of his car getting blown away.
In our day, did that all start in the chip industry or the soft drink industry? One of those, it seemed like we started ramping it up.
I remember the chips started really ramping up.
Yeah.
Then we got into all that co-branding where it was, you know, McDonald's hamburger-flavored potato chips in drink form. You know, it'd be stuff like that. It would be combining multiple products.
You know,
everybody wears disposable clothing in the future that you just pull down and tear off. You take a shirt off like a paper towel roll.
You know what else I think ramped all that up were the energy drinks, Red Bull and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's where the whole Brondo craze, why he was obsessed with Brondo.
Just look at our convenience stores and just, I'm not going to call anyone out here, but just go look at what some of the cans are labeled. And it's right out of Idiocracy, even for water.
I know. Yeah, there's one I want to mention by name, but I can't.
But
it's a ridiculously named can for just still water. It's just regular water. It's not carbonated water. It has nothing extra in it. It's just water in a can, and they've named it the most aggressive name you could possibly imagine. Anyway, that was Idiocracy, and then now we have this coming up on June, whenever it is, June 14th. Wow. The UFC Freedom Fights 250. To celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're going to have UFC fights on the lawn of the White House.
We're there.
Don't you,
can't wait. That's
don't
partially funded.
Secret
people
Service?
Will win crypto.
We are there. We have arrived at the Idiocracy in only 20 years, not 500.
Don't you think the Secret Service is freaking out over this? Like, what? How are we going to secure? This is at night, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
This is awesome. We're doing this to commemorate Flag Day. Nothing says, if I told your dad, hey, listen, we're going to pave over the lawn of the White House where we can have fights in the octagon for UFC funded by crypto, what would he make of that statement?
Yeah. It would take you 30 minutes to explain all of that to him. What is UFC, octagon? It's a fight outside the White House? What?
Now explain crypto one more time.
We can't even explain it to young people, really. I mean, it's just that it's this money that is not fiat.
Fiat? Fiat.
And then also there is an AI company startup that is hiring 10... Grasturbation consultants to test a new feature called Daily Guided Grasturbation. And it uses mood-matched AI voice sessions to guide users through the experience. And you can earn $2,000 a month to test while testing their new Daily Guided Graster feature.
Do you have a number?
Oh, George.
Oh, no.
I was about to ask, looking for a side hustle.
I was about to ask, who needs guidance through that act?
Oh, yeah, but a real hot lady voice or man voice, whichever one prefers. But yeah, you are guided by this AI voice. Oh, you're doing it so great. Keep going. You're about to win.
I get meditational guidance apps, but I don't get masturbatory guidance apps.
Mark that.
I want that job.
No, I don't think I do, actually.
There's future dumb Craig. Idiocracy Craig.
Well, that does tie in with the Idiocracy. We're going to have... What do you do? Well, you know, I test out an app.
What kind of app?
It's just kind of a, I like to call it a freedom act or an app.
A freedom app.
Lucky.
So, yes, the name of the company is J-O-I AI, which J-O stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I believe, is instruction. But they focus on digital intimacy, is what they call it, digital intimacy. It says, JOI AI is focused on making AI companionship more immersive, personalized, and emotionally responsive. We're innovating features like Daily Guided Master to make AI a more intuitive part of people's everyday wellness routine. So you thought you were doing a shameful act that you're trying to hide from your family.
Your
no, you're just conducting a wellness routine.
Right.
Hold on, honey. I'm conducting wellness routine.
Boy, if Gordo was a teenager, he would claim that he needed his digital intimacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
For my wellness routine. That's right. All. That's all I'm doing.
How can I have that, Mom?
It's self-care. Look at this. Look at this self-care.
God.
God.
All right, that's an ender.
Gordon,